It's unanimous. That's part of the writing process, isn't it?
An attentive group of students in Deborah Rulin's third grade class at Highmount Elementary School can tell you exactly what they're learning about on this hot July day.
We are learning about animal adaptation and life cycle.
Okay. Now, how are we going to know if we have learned it? What am I going to see in this classroom? What am I going to
Milwaukee Public Schools has revamped its half-day summer elementary school program. The newly named Summer Academies focus primarily on reading and math and are designed not only to catch up kids where they may have fallen behind, but they've also now built in curriculum to help kids get a head start on the first 6 weeks of their fall coursework. Deborah Keither is a district reading curriculum specialist. She says there's also a lot more hands-on learning built into summer academies than you'd find during the regular school year. She says it's an effort to keep kids engaged.
For example, in a first grade classroom, they might be talking about sound waves. And so there's an activity where the kids take bags with water in them and bags with air, and they look at how a sound wave travels.
Educators say the summer months are extremely important. Jennifer McCombs is a senior policy researcher at the think tank The Rand Corporation, where she co-authored a study about what's commonly called the summer slide.
Research indicates that students come back from the summer having lost about a month's worth of knowledge.
And McCombs says children are affected disproportionately.
What's happening is low-income students are falling behind, while their middle and higher-income peers are maintaining their knowledge or potentially even gaining. And this is particularly a problem in reading.
McComb says that children of middle-income families often have more opportunities in the summer for learning than their lower-income peers do. For example, she says they may attend summer camps or they're more likely to read for pleasure. Heidi Ramirez is the former chief academic officer at Milwaukee Public Schools. She says the district is working hard to address the summer slide. Ramirez says last year they started doing things differently, and they now more carefully target students for summer school.
Really, we've got much better data systems than we've had in the past to identify which kids really need support. So doing much more specific outreach to those kids who are either falling behind or at risk of falling behind. That includes, you know, young children as well as 11th and 12th graders who need support and credit recovery.
But Ramirez says once identified, there are some hurdles to getting kids enrolled.
There are certainly some who think that summer means it's vacation and time off. And so how do we entice them and their parents to do this?
Ramirez says that logistics and family care are often issues, especially for parents who have multiple children, some of whom may not be in summer school. But MPS's Deborah Keither says that once they get students through the classroom doors, they're usually more than willing to stay.
They might be bummed out because they have to go to summer school and they maybe heard somebody else didn't have to go. But when they get here, they meet new friends, they see new friends. It's no problem. I think they're happy to be with a group and they enjoy it.
There you go. And that's what I'm going to be looking for. I know that you've achieved it if I can see that when you're at your centers.
Back at Highmount Elementary, the fans are on high, and despite the heat, the kids are doing a pretty good job staying attentive during their lesson on life cycles. These summer school attendees probably deserve a little extra credit this year for maintaining their concentration despite the record-breaking heat. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.